You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The African Congress for Transformation, the ACT leader, Ace Magashule, says constant delays in his 255 million rand asbestos corruption trial are politically motivated. The former Free State Premier, he's accused the controversial businessman Edwin Soddy, and several others are accused of corruption in the case involving the asbestos roof removal project in the province. Magashule, who spoke to our senior producer Ronald Piri, says he is unfazed by the recent arrest of his former PA in the United States in connection with his trial. He says the arrest of Morwadi Tshololota and the constant postponements are all politically driven.
Well, it's quite deliberate, almost 4 years now. And no any witness against me. They try to forge and manipulate people to become state witnesses, but because the truth is the truth, they definitely know that there is no case. It's a simple political trial, and we will see how it goes. But it's again in June. It's another postponement. I don't think even this year we'll see this case through. We have been saying from the onset, we are ready, our lawyers have been ready. Now and then they have excuses.
And then when you say they tried to manipulate witnesses, are you referring to your former PA who was recently arrested in the United States?
Well, that's what they have done. Initially they said my PA was is actually a state witness, and that was not the case. They went to U.S., they harassed her. They tried to force her to sign a confession, which she did not. And we have a record of what they were trying to do. Fortunately, she was able to record them. And that's the evidence we have. And she says there is nothing wrong she has done. There is nothing wrong I have done. Whatever we have done was actually in terms of the law. There has never been corruption. There has never been money laundering. There's never been any fraud. The intention was just to ensure, and I think it has come out very clear over the weekend in terms of what the American spies allegedly within the governing party, some of them are working with America, working with the embassy of U.S. And I think a lot of things will unfold and we'll know what the truth is.
And have you been informed as to what charges is your former PA facing, and what ulterior motives do you think these spies within the ANC, what are their ulterior motives? What are they going to gain from prosecuting you through this trial?
Well, I've said that some of the leaders have been captured. You'll see that's why they have abandoned our people. They have abandoned the poor. They are just about money. They are about themselves. They don't care about the plight of the poor. They don't care about the better life for people of South Africa. They no longer care about the gains of the revolution. They are reversing everything which the glorious movement that ANC has actually done and the glorious leaders. But that is the case to be watched, monitored, and I think the truth will come out.
Now, apart from the arrest of your former PA, you have also raised concern about the timing of this arrest. How do you think this will impact you going into the elections?
Well, the people know the truth, and I think we are just going to stay focused. We are just going to campaign now. I think we have not been doing so because it was deliberate. It was to make sure that we don't have any resources. But I think we are ready now. Our people are the only people who can actually know what is happening. And I think they will vote ACT and they will vote other parties which are there for our people who are poor, who are hopeless, our kids who have no money for school, NSFAS, our kids who don't have food, unemployed, those who have been retrenched, those who are facing poverty every day. I think the truth will come out, and that's why we are going to be on a massive campaign from next week throughout South Africa. Mm. And we are going to ask people to vote African Congress for Transformation.
Mm. This case has been on pre-trial for over, I think it's 2 years now. So how strong do you think the state's case is against you?
There's no case. That's why there's no witness. There's no case. And deliberately they made sure that I'm accused number 13, mm. not accused number one, because they knew that there's no case. And they want to hold me there, keep me there. And the case goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Until this case will be abandoned. In the media, I hear the media pumping, there are so many charges, 70 charges against me. And the charge I know is just oversight. Mm. If people look at the indictment, and I think with time on, we will actually show that there is completely no case. And they exactly know that there is no case.
And that is the African Congress for Transformation, the ACT leader, Ace Magashule, speaking to our senior producer, Ronald Perry.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.